The University of Kentucky College of Dentistry is considered one of the nation's most outstanding dental institutions. Later this month, the college celebrates its 50th anniversary, and here to talk about the history and future of this venerable institution is Sharon Turner, Dean of UK's College of Dentistry. I'm Tom Goodell. Welcome to UK Perspectives, Dr. Turner.
Thank you.
What was the state of dentistry like in the Commonwealth 50 years ago? I remember my own early dental exams, and it wasn't the most pleasant occurrence in the world when I was a kid. So what was it like 50 years ago?
Well, the technology was certainly nowhere near as advanced as it is today in terms of how we make diagnoses, how we keep our patients comfortable during dental treatment, and the materials that we have to work with and the equipment that we have to work with. And certainly there were not enough dentists spread all over the state, particularly in the rural areas of Appalachia.
There was only one dental college in the state at the time,
Yes, that was University of Louisville, which at that time was a private school.
So I assume those were some of the factors that led to the formation of the College of Dentistry at UK.
Yes, the vision for a medical center at UK came from Happy Chandler, the governor, who really believed if UK was going to be a first-rate flagship in a university, it needed a medical center. And from the very beginning, dentistry was absolutely part of his vision of a full-fledged medical center. He also was very sensitive to the acute lack of care and the low literacy about health care in general, particularly oral health care, in the eastern part of the state, and really also in some of the Mississippi Delta regions, wherever the rural areas were.
The first dean of the College of Dentistry was Alvin Morris. What was his vision for the college?
Al was a man before his time. Al wanted to have a different curriculum. He wanted a curriculum that was not the traditional what was called 2+2, 2 years of basic sciences and then 2 years in the clinics. His idea was to see an integration of clinical science from the very early days and a continuation of didactic or seminar small group learning all the way through the end of the curriculum. He also believed that the relationship between the faculty and the students should be very different than it was in dental schools of that era. There was very much of a hierarchical, top-down feeling in the dental schools at that time. And Al's vision was that the dental students were the junior colleagues of the faculty and that they should be treated with respect and that there should be a warm, approachable, mentoring relationship between the faculty and the students. The students, in fact, instead of being called dental students, were called student dentists. It's a tiny semantic thing, but it was important. It symbolized how the students were treated. They were given white coats. They were given keys to the building. They were entrusted just like a junior colleague would be. So those were some of the important things. The other thing that I think was really important was in the early days of dentistry, the focus was all on surgical treatment, removal of decay surgically with a drill, removal of a tooth. And Dr. Morris felt that the medical condition and status of the patient was often not as well studied as it should be. And as we have learned today, since he started the college, there are medical ways to treat early dental disease rather than surgical removal. So his concept was that all of the graduates of the College of Dentistry at UK should be what he called biologically oriented, that is, thinking of systemic medical issues and treatments other than surgical. Secondly, they should be technically capable, which means when they did surgical, microsurgical treatment, removing caries, decay, they needed to be capable. And lastly, they needed to be socially sensitive. He was a Kentuckian himself. He was acutely aware of the low socioeconomic status and the low health indices in the state. And he wanted to make certain that his graduates embraced this triad. And it truly has been a hallmark of the College of Dentistry since its founding.
Yeah, I want to focus on that social sensitivity issue that you mentioned, because when I was reading the mission statement of the College of Dentistry, it talks about educating health professionals to become active citizen leaders. So in your mind, what does that mean?
That means that when you are a professional, you're trusted because of your professional status, and that means that you have a role model and an involvement perspective that you should be living in your day-to-day life. So we expect our students, when they graduate, not only to be good students, good dentists, good healthcare providers, we expect them to be involved in the life of their communities, community organizations, civic organizations, whatever their religious denomination organization is, because they have the capacity to be leaders because of their professional status.
The 50th anniversary of the College of Dentistry, the celebrations begin next week. So what are some of the things that you have planned?
Well, we're going to begin the big fall symposium weekend with a reception for alumni at President Capiluto and Dr. Mary Lynn Capiluto's house. Obviously, that's very special with both of them being dentists. And so that's a real special thing for our alum to be able to be in the president's house. Then on Friday morning, we will have what we're calling a birthday party at the school. We're having tours of the school. There will be demonstration stations where several of our students or faculty will be doing little things to demonstrate sort of the current state of events. Then we'll have a gathering under a nice awning outdoors, and we'll have some brief remarks. Dr. Morris will be present. And I have asked him to tell the story of the founding of the school, which is incredibly moving when he tells it. And then we'll have a great big birthday cake to cut and have sort of a happy birthday moment. We'll head off to Keeneland for the afternoon. And then Friday evening, downtown at the Hyatt, we're having a huge dinner dance for all alumni, all faculty, all staff, all students, all retired faculty and staff. Everybody is invited to come back and join in the celebration. We've produced a video. We have produced a very special commemorative poster. So those things will be available Friday night to be unveiled for everyone to see. Saturday, we have a very special continuing education course. Dr. Morris, his foundation in what we call oral medicine, has also been a very important part of our college. And so we have two well-known dental faculty. Well, one's a retired faculty from UK. The other is a faculty at University of Minnesota who was trained at UK. And they're going to speak about 50 years of oral medicine returning to our roots, because that really was part of our roots. And they are very famous, and they have made UK very famous. And they have very sound information to deliver in the continuing education course. Then we have a watch party for the football game on the afternoon. And then Sunday morning is brunch at the dean's house, and everyone's invited to my house for brunch. So it's a big weekend, but we will continue to have small events throughout probably the next 4 years, because now is the 50th anniversary of the entering of the first class in 3 years now will be, 3.5 years, the 50th anniversary of the graduation of the first class. So we want to keep the good times rolling here for 4 years.
The tour of the school that you mentioned, which is next Friday, is that something that's open to the public?
That is absolutely open to the public. Anyone who wants to come is welcome.
Before we close, what's your vision for the future of the college and for dental health in Kentucky?
Well, one of the things that's evolving is more partnerships with external clinical sites so that our students can spend more of their fourth year, not the entire fourth year, because there are certain specialty interactions that they need to get here in Lexington, but working with federally qualified health centers or health departments in underserved areas so that our students have access to sort of culturally sensitive, community-based opportunities to deliver patient care. And we actually have a big HRSA grant right now that we are using to calibrate community-based faculty with home-based faculty so that the students are held to the same standards and expectations. We are just starting a $5 million renovation project of our preclinical simulation laboratory, so That's going to be nice and new. Mm-hmm. We're in the middle of a total reformation of our curriculum, and we're very excited about the way it's going to better integrate and use of new technology. Our students mm-hmm. want podcasting. They want 24/7, anywhere, everywhere for the stuff that's didactic, not hands-on clinical. They want to be able to use simulators to practice more before they go to clinic, and we want to make all of that available to them.
You know, Dr. Todd used to say that students coming into UK are used to being plugged in all the time until they get to campus, and then we revert back to the old ways of educating, and to him it was very important that we continue that experience, the podcasts, the smartphones, and be able to use all of that as part of the educational process.
It absolutely is, and it's also important that we engage these young minds in critical thinking, that we don't just dump load the sage on the stage giving. I mean, there's a time for that and a place for that, but this whole concept of the flipped classroom where they look at the pre-recorded session, do their reading, and then come in and the entire classroom session is question, answer, case presentation, where they have to think and reason, is a more sound education because it prepares them better for real life later.
Well, thank you. Our guest has been Dr. Sharon Turner, Dean of UK's College of Dentistry, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year and over the next 4 years, which is very exciting. Our complete UK Perspectives interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.